Well, somebody whose job it is to know all the ins and outs of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is Monica Hendricks, and she joins us this morning on the phone to fill us in on some new tech and all this fun stuff that's going on online. We're kind of building on our conversation yesterday with Nils Ottersen about the QPAWS involvement, but also just lots of new ways for folks to enjoy the Bear Grease from the comfort of their own home. Now, where, Monica, where was all this stuff last year when it was 17 degrees below zero at the race start?
Maybe that had the reason why we wanted to have more technology.
Maybe that was it. That was the big push. Okay, we can't do this anymore. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could just imagine the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon starting and nobody out there but the mushers and their dogs. And everybody else is maybe inside Billy's enjoying, you know, a nice hot cup of coffee and watching it all unfold on a screen.
In addition
to the ability that folks are going to have to watch the broadcast, there are some new things going on with timing and with the spreadsheets and all of the data, the trackers, all the data that the Bear Grease has been able to provide folks so that you can actually, and we've done this, be gathered around your computer going, look, so-and-so's overtaking so-and-so. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? Ah! The weird things you find yourself doing.
I know. Well, it's funny because we hear from a lot of employers that productivity goes down on Monday and Tuesday during work because people are busy looking online and trying to keep track of where the mushers are and
kind
of trying to guess when the finish is going to be. And so, we really, this year, we wanted to change our timing so people don't have to think so hard.
Thank you.
Yes, it's the biggest, it's not like a typical race where if you're in the front, you're winning. That really doesn't mean a lot until you're getting closer to that finish line. The timing sheets that we've created, we worked with the Copper Dog race over in Michigan. They're known within the race circuit that they have this impeccable timing. And so we teamed up with them. We've been working all year. We've had our race officials and our board of directors that have been working on this, trying to get more technology to do more of the heavy lifting so that people who are watching online can kind of look and just see a ranking of, you know, maybe Blake Frecking's in first right now and here's his time and he's trending, and then being able to look at the increased tracker system that we have. It's a 2D system this year. It's a company over in Europe that we're using with our friends from QPAWS. Again, just trying to make the experience better, user-friendly, and just kind of being able to take a quick glance and kind of know what's happening in the race.
Well, one of the things that makes it so difficult to keep track of what's going on is that, of course, all of the mushers are required to have X hours of rest. Mm-hmm. And when they take that rest and where they take that rest, at which of the different stops along the Bear Grease Trail, is a real part of a racer's strategy.
Yeah.
Just a couple of years back, Ryan Reddington was running a race. He left, I want to say, the Finland checkpoint, and he left right before it started to snow. And other mushers that had to wait and get in their required rest before they were able to leave, they ended up having to take off from Finland in the snow. And that's why it makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. And for those of us sad sacks who have a hard time, you know, looking at this sort of data anyway and making sense of it, it was just really difficult because the form itself sort of spread across several screens.
Yeah.
So you'd look at, for example, you know, Ryan Reddington's name on the left-hand column, and then you're trying to follow across through all the columns, mm-hmm. and you're scrolling through several screens, and then you lose the line. It was hard to follow. It's like, oh, I don't know whose times I'm looking at now.
Yeah. And so that it's the technology and the integration into the website should help all of that and again, be just kind of a quick snapshot of where everyone is at. And that's it's a great point. These mushers have to take mandated rest. So they run on average, from checkpoint to checkpoint, it's about a 40, 41 miles. And they have to rest a mandatory 24 hours within that marathon period. So it's able to give the dogs a great break, and they can eat and they can sleep, and then they can get up and run again. And that's one of the reasons why we built the race this way, is so that it's safe for the animals that are running, and it's safe for the mushers that are running. But with this increased timing, or the changes that we've made within that timing spreadsheet, it'll be easier to follow. And then the GPS trackers are amazing. We were kind of showing them last night to a few race officials that hadn't seen what it's going to look like on screen. And it's more of like a Tour de France, or, what you might see in the Olympics. It's a very high-end, high video graphic representation of what's happening within the race. And we actually will have pictures of the mushers on their tracker. So when you kind of hover over that tracker, it'll kind of show the statistics of that musher and show what they look like. So you can kind of put a face and a name together.
Nice.
Which is another hard part, because everyone's always so covered up. And then when you see them, you're like, you don't even know who they are.
It really, when the, especially toward the end of the race, or when you are coming into a certain checkpoint, and there becomes this cluster of little blue teardrop shaped things that are, kind of one on top of the other. Mm-hmm. But of course, part of figuring that out was fun. What is your word to employers now? Is productivity going to go down because it's so much more fun to watch, or will productivity increase because it will be easier for people to check in, see what's going on, and then get back to work?
I am still going to say productivity is going to go even less, because
okay.
The other problem is that we are going to be live pretty much through the entire race this year. So we have our streaming partners through Mushing Midwest and WDIO locally, which have been amazing partners of ours for years. But then this international broadcast is going to be happening. And again, it's very much a very high-end broadcast. We have broadcasters in Dallas. CV will actually be over in Norway broadcasting about the race. And we have
I want to back this up, Justin.
Yeah,
I want to back the truck up just a moment, because I remember reading about this. So
yeah.
Dallas CV was, from, pardon me, one of the first families of mushing, of course, mm-hmm. and the founding families of the Iditarod, was plucked from the ranks of the Bear Grease, where he had planned to compete. And the idea was, we need Dallas CV to be a part of this international broadcast. So instead of miking up Dallas CV and letting him run the race and do commentary while he's running the Bear Grease, which to me makes perfect sense, you put him in Norway?
Well, and there's two pieces to every side of the story. One of the primary pieces is he is known for breeding and raising just amazing race teams. And so he has this yearling team that he really wants to race in the Iditarod in a year or two. And that would be the team, he was hoping to run that team here at Bear Grease, and they're not quite ready to run. And our race is very, very fast compared to what they'd race in Iditarod. There's a lot of elevation changes, so the dogs have to exert more energy and very fast pace. So they're, up in the Sawtooth Mountain Range, they're running up and down hills regularly. So you have to be conditioned differently. And so he didn't feel that team was really ready to go either. And for a lot of people, for those of you that aren't familiar with the sport, it can be very detrimental to a dog's mental abilities. Like if you have, like, think of yourself as an athlete, if you've ever ran and you've consistently had bad times, and it kind of plays a little bit of a mental trick with your head. And so it's there's a lot of thought and love and care that goes into these teams, and a musher is not going to do anything to harm, like, a long distance goal that they have, or if they feel their team isn't ready, they're going to shift down to another race, or they're going to take themselves out of the race. And that's a really important key that we want to share with people. It's, it's not about winning. 90% of the time, a musher is going to tell you, I don't care about winning. And then the other 10%, they're going to say, I just want to finish with a healthy dog team. Like that's their goal. So it's a different sport. than most. You know, if you're running in grandma's marathon, your goal is to win or beat your best time. That's not something you're going to hear come out of the bear mouth of a musher that's running the bear grease. They want to run a safe race, a healthy race for their dogs. And so we commend Dallas for really, you know, thinking about his dogs. And we did jockey, and we're not going to lie, we jockeyed for him to be here and be on our trails. And but really, it's, you know, it's with the QPAWS production, there's a lot of new people, and it's a very long production. It's not like a typical event where it's a 3-hour, you know, you're sitting in studio for 3 hours. They're in studio for days. So they really need somebody who knows the sport, can add a lot of commentary, really help analyze what some of these mushers and the strategy is going on probably within their own team. And so it's great. We're happy that he's able to be part of our race at some point. And he says he wants to come down and race, and we look forward to more Alaskans and Canadians coming to our race with this increase in the QPAWS. Kind of the international broadcast and kind of creating that platform to show the world what the sport of mushing is all about.
What I really want to know, of course, Monica, is it a dog-friendly workplace? So as Dallas is sitting there in the studio for days on end, can he have his, you know, one or two of his dogs with him?
That's what we really want to know. Yes. I think it is a dog-friendly workplace.
That's what inquiring minds are all about. Monica, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And I think you were promising me last night in the middle of the night some screenshots from the new tech. And if you could send those to me, that would be fantastic.
Yes, we can't wait to show everyone. We're working on a few more kinks, and we're getting ready to go live. So we're making it really easy, though, for people who want to watch the race. You just go to beargrease.com. On race day, it's going to be very easy to click links and follow the GPS and watch live coverage.
And, of course, we'll have links set up on our website, so it'll be easy for folks to find that information. We already have some links set up from our conversation with Nils Otterson yesterday. And we'll be, KUMD, of course, we'll be at the cutest puppy contest on Saturday, photographing puppies.
Yes.
Oh, it is such a hard job, Monica. And then we'll be broadcasting live from the Meet the Mushers and from the start of the race on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate all of your support and the great coverage that you've been giving the race.
Thank you, Monica. Monica Hendrickson this morning with the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. And we will get those links up so you can start checking out some of this new tech and new information on the John Bear Grease website. And your productivity can begin to decline right away. That's at work. That's what we do for you here at 103.3 KUMD.